Hello and welcome back to Mornings with Stephen Johnsy podcast. Today we're closing our four-part mini-series on love and spiritual growth, and we end on a foundational truth. Love is not just emotion, it's maturity in action. I hope you've learned something from this mini-series. The way we love reveals how we've grown. Not how much scripture we know, not how loudly we worship, not how many Christian words we say, but how we respond to others. Today's scripture calls us to put away childish ways, not just with age, but with love. Our devotional is titled, Love That Matures Us. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11 reads, When I was a child, I talked like a child, I thought like a child, I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put the ways of childhood behind me. Paul isn't talking about toys, cartoons, or childhood hobbies. He's talking about behaviors that no longer belong in the life of someone growing in Christ. Childish talk, reacting impulsively, lashing out, gossiping, arguing to win. Childish thinking, assuming the worst, taking offense quickly. Childish reasoning, making everything about us, reacting from insecurity. Paul says maturity isn't about age, it's about love growing up. Love teaches us to grow. Love isn't just feeling nice, love grows us up. Without maturity, relationships become battles, homes become tense, friendships break over small things, churches fracture over misunderstandings. But when love matures us, everything shifts. Emotionally mature love listens before reacting, asks instead of assuming, apologizes without pride, forgives without waiting for perfection, speaks gently even when frustrated. Spiritually mature love responds like Christ, not like feelings. Surrenders ego for unity. Values people over being right. Chooses patience, peace, and humility. Grows in consistency, not convenience. Anyone can pray, preach, and post scriptures, but only a growing heart can love well under challenging moments. When we let God mature how we speak, think, and respond to others, we start resembling Jesus, not just quoting him. We live in a culture that rewards quick reactions, clap back, cut them off, make them feel it. But Jesus calls us higher. He calls us to a grown kind of love. You don't have to reply to every offense. You don't need to win every argument. You don't need to get loud to be strong. You don't need revenge to prove your worth. A mature believer knows peace is strength, self-control is power, patience is love in action, forgiveness is emotional and spiritual maturity combined. You're not growing in God if your reactions stay childish. Love is how spiritual maturity becomes visible. Dear Jesus, we thank you for calling us to grow as we pursue our spiritual journey. Today, we ask that you help us put away childish reactions and embrace a mature, Christ-like love. Teach us to think before we speak, to listen more than we assume, to forgive faster than we get offended, and to choose peace over pride. Mature our emotions and transform our hearts. Shape our character to reflect your love. Steady, patient, strong, and kind. Lord, for marriages, friendships, families, and communities listening today, bring healing, wisdom, and growth, and make our love a reflection of you. In Jesus' name we pray, Amen. Friends, God isn't asking you to love perfectly, to love growingly. Let today be a step forward, not reacting the same way you used to, not holding grudges the way you used to, not speaking harshly the way you used to. Let your voice, your attitude, your patience, and your peace reflect a God who is shaping you from the inside out. When love grows up in you, you become a testimony without saying a word. If this message strengthened you, share it with someone who wants to grow in emotional and spiritual maturity. Be sure to follow Mornings with Stephen Johnsy podcast on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss an episode. Subscribe and leave a review wherever you listen. Thank you. I'm Stephen Johnsy, and this is the Mornings with Stephen Johnsy podcast. Until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. And may the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.